Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday hump day. Hump day, hump day. Oop. There we go.
Come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. Come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show where I pretend that Deborah covers my butt, usually. You have stumbled across ATOV Radio. We're a Wonderland production. We are a group of...
Right here.
Hold on.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Where was I? Okay. Here we're a group of writers and sports stars. I'm sorry. Oh, I just had somebody
walk through
the door. I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, we are a group of writers, poets, circus clowns. Yeah, there it is. Circus clowns, magicians, and aerospace engineers. We hang out at allpoetry.com. So it is free to join. Find us in the groups, allpoetry.com, in the group sections, ATOV, a team of voices. Knock on the door, Deborah Lee will let you in. You can hang with us, share your work, to follow along while we read the other, pieces on the radio. The number here is 1-646-668-2837. That's 1-646-668-2837. I'm Jay Hatter, your host for the evening of rock and roll. With me is my little sister and my friend, the boss, Deborah Lee. Hi, Deb.
Hey, Hatter. I think I kind of resent your opening tonight. Just saying.
Why?
Well,
I can never get it
straight
to
you
without something happening.
Show where you pretend that I cover your back. That's not pretend, dude. I've always got your back.
Wait. You do. You do always cover my... I was going to say you cover my ass, but can't say it on the air. Stay in school.
You just did.
So tonight, I can't believe, with all the shows we've done before, I can't believe I haven't done the Doors yet. And they're always on, you know, always on the list. Tonight, we're going to do it. The Doors, the group, was John Densmore on the drums, Robbie Krieger played the lead guitarist, Jim Morris was the lead singer, and the man that made the music, the iconic, timeless music, Ray Manzarek, was the keyboard player. And we'll get into some of the music. And if you haven't recently heard the Doors songs, you will tonight. You'll appreciate it. They were a group started in 1965 to 1971. Some of the biggest rock hits of the late 60s. Quite an interesting group. I do remember Ray Manzarek didn't want anything to do with being the lead man. So when they ran across Jim Morrison to be the singer, he was more than happy to give Jim the reins. And but the music, I would say Robbie Krieger, also the lead guitarist, had his talent in the writing of the songs also. But Manzarek, he played the bass. As you notice, I didn't list any bass player because Ray Manzarek's left hand was the bass. And they were responsible for some of the biggest songs of the 60s. Let's see, Light My Fire, Roadhouse Blues, People Are Strange, Riders on the Storm, just to name a few. I was reviewing some of the information that I had on the Doors on Jim Morrison. I'm sure everybody knows Jim Morrison tragically died of a drug overdose in 1971. Sort of cheated the rest of the group out of the fame they were to. Although Robbie Krieger and Ray Manzarek still play. They still play together in gigs in L.A., Los Angeles. And they were... I don't have the date. I'll have to look it up. But I get over there, they inducted it to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Deservedly so. I remember growing up, I was probably 6th, 7th grade when the Doors was some of the biggest hits. I remember the Doors, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Of course, the Beatles were huge then. The Stones.
1993.
There you go. I'm trying to get to. I got to figure out how to take these things off my tabletop, Deborah. You can. I think I'm losing God here. Where is it? Come on. Well, I know what we could do. Why don't we go ahead and just play one of the songs to start off so I can get my stuff together. I put it on the table, so I don't know where it is. Let's play L.A. Woman, if we could.
On it. Here we go.
Thank you.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special bulletin. Rock music bands all over the world are in mourning today. Jim Morrison, lead singer of The Doors, was found dead in his Paris apartment this morning. French authorities attribute the cause of death to a heart attack. Morrison was...
Okay.
Good
afternoon.
Try to do
your
troubles.
I hear it.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you.
Hatter, are you there?
Yeah, is it, it faded out. I couldn't hear it. That was
great
Ellie Woolley
song,
by
right?
The Doors. Yeah, it's those little riffs of the keyboards and the guitar, timeless.
Absolutely.
The Doors were,
hey, Hatter,
yeah, the Doors,
before
yeah,
you
yeah.
go into the spiel on that song, I just want to shout out, hey, Momo. Seriously?
Who?
Okay. Hold on. I mean, go ahead. Talk about the song.
Okay. I see the Doors were an American rock band formed in Los Angeles in 1965 with vocalist Jim Morrison, keyboardist Ray Manzarek, guitarist Robbie Krieger, and drummer John Densmore. They were among the most controversial and influential rock acts of the 1960s, partly due to Morrison's lyrics and voice, along with his erratic stage persona. The group is widely regarded as an important figure of the era. Well, I'm not kidding. Let's see. The genres they considered or they played under was psychedelic rock, blues rock, and acid rock. They were together 1965 to 1973 as the band. Jim died in 1971. And then they got them back together in 1978. They were Lucky Records and Rhino Record labels. The spinoff groups that some of the band members ended up being part of were the Psychedelic Rangers, the Butts Band, Night City, Manzarek and Krieger, and Rick and the Ravens. The band took its name from the title of Aldous Huxley's book, The Doors of Perception, itself a reference to a quote by William Blake. After signing with Elektra Records in 1966, The Doors, with Morrison recorded and released six studio albums in 5 years, some of which are generally considered among the greatest of all time, including their self-titled debut, 1967, The Doors, and then Strange Days, also in 1967, and L.A. Woman in 1971. Mm-hmm. They were one of the most successful bands during that time, and by 1972, The Doors had sold over 4 million albums domestically and nearly 8 million singles. Morrison died in uncertain circumstances in 1971. The band continued as a trio until disbanding in 1973. They released three more albums in the 70s, one of which featured early recordings by Morrison, and over the decades reunited on stage in various configurations. In 2002, Manzarek, Krieger, and Ian Ashbery of The Cult on vocals started performing as The Doors of the 21st Century. Densmore and Morrison and the Morrison estate successfully sued them over the use of the band's name. After a short time as Riders on the Storm, they settled on the name Manzarek Krieger and toured until Manzarek's death in 2013. Oh, Ray. I thought he was still around. I didn't know it was that long ago. It wasn't that long when I know they were playing together down in L.A. in some of the clubs down there. The Doors were the first American band to accumulate 8 consecutive gold albums, LPs. According to the RIAA, they have sold over 34 million albums in the United States and over 100 million records worldwide, making them one of the best-selling bands of all time for such a short period of time. Yes, Deb, what's up?
Yeah, absolutely. So how about that? I need that favor I was going to take a minute ago now. So it's like a shout out to Morgan and a little belated birthday nod right here.
Okay. Nod? Should I nod?
Well, you can nod if you want, but.
Okay. Happy birthday,
Morgan.
You.
Back to you, Hatter.
All right, just to finish this up, the Rolling Stones magazine ranked the Doors 41st on its list of 100 greatest artists of all time. In 1993, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 41st? Wow, I'd like to see that list. Bad. And I thought
can
it was
you
pretty
imagine
much
that
known.
List? Wow.
I know. I'm going to find it. I got to know now. Let's see. Let's play the little mini documentary that's a few minutes long. It'll explain some of the history better than I can.
I can do that. Let me get back to the
thank
Doors
because
I was
so
up
much.
To our sound effects so that I could shout out for
okay.
Morgan there. Here it comes.
Thank you. I don't hear nothing.
Bart, will you?
Welcome to WatchMojo.com.
Yeah, you looking real good.
And today we're taking a look at the history of the Doors.
Yeah. Hey,
rock band The Doors formed in Los Angeles, California in 1965, consisting of singer Jim Morrison, keyboardist Ray Manzarek, guitarist Robbie Krieger, and drummer John Densmore. The group played gigs in and around LA before getting signed. They released their self-titled debut on Elektra Records in 1967. The psychedelic rock album's first single was the unsuccessful Break On Through to the Other Side. However, their next single, Light My Fire, went to number one on the charts. Even though it was less than half the length of the original album version, the song helped bring the record to number two on the U.S. charts.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar. If I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher.
A number of concerts and television appearances followed, including a performance on The Ed Sullivan Show. The group's sophomore effort, Strange Days, came out a few months later. While it peaked at the third position of the Billboard 200 chart, its highest charting single, People Are Strange, only went to number 12.
When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange.
A few months later, Jim Morrison was arrested during a New Haven, Connecticut concert after he insulted the police. The following year, The Doors came out with their first and only number one record, Waiting for the Sun. The LP yielded the number one single, Hello, I Love You, and was supported by the band's first shows outside of North America.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your bed.
Up next was 1969's The Soft Parade. Though Morrison's drug and alcohol issues troubled its recording sessions, the album became a top 10 hit. The effort featured experimentation with horns and pop sounds, and also spawned the popular top 3 single, Touch Me.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid?
That same year, Morrison's wild onstage behavior in Miami, Florida, resulted in the band's most controversial set ever.
This is real disgusting.
Seemed like very many people were under the influence of drugs.
I mean, is this progress or are we decaying in a way?
The seemingly inebriated frontman was later charged with indecent exposure and public profanity. He was issued a posthumous pardon in 2010. The Doors released their fifth album, Morrison Hotel, in 1970. The critically praised effort marked a return to their hard rock roots, though blues influences could also be heard on such singles as Roadhouse Blues. Their first live album, Absolutely Live, dropped a few months later, and it features Morrison's poetic narrative, Celebration of the Lizard. The band continued to tour that summer, and one of the most notable appearances was at the Isle of Wight Festival in England. At the end of the year, the Doors performed their last shows with Morrison in support of their upcoming album, L.A. Woman. The 1971 blues rock LP was also their last with Morrison as lead singer. It spawned the top 20 singles Love Her Madly and Riders on the Storm. Jim Morrison died in Paris, France on July 3, 1971. As no official autopsy was performed, many believe that a drug overdose was the most probable cause of death. The Doors continued as a trio with Krieger and Manzarek on vocals. They released two albums, Other Voices and Full Circle, before finally breaking up in 1973. In fact, Full Circle featured the Doors' last hit single, The Mosquito.
Tell me, won't it be mosquito? Why don't you go home?
In 1978, the surviving members of the Doors got back together to release An American Prayer. The commercially successful album contained Morrison's poetry and other spoken word pieces set to newly recorded music.
A vast, radiant beach and cool, jeweled moon. Couples naked race down by its quiet side.
Manzarek, Krieger, and Densmore continued to make music via solo projects and other endeavors throughout the years. Meanwhile, several compilations featuring some of the Doors' earliest live recordings, unreleased material, and more were released. Two notable films about the Doors were also made. These were the 1991 biopic The Doors and the 2010 documentary When You're Strange, which consisted of rare interviews and archive footage. Led by the charismatic and impulsive Jim Morrison, the Doors became one of the 1960s most popular and controversial bands. To this day, they remain musical legends that are known for their provocative and psychedelic hard rock sound and memorable live shows.
No eternal reward will forgive us now for wasting the dawn. And one morning you awoke, and the strange sun, and opening your door.
Interesting.
Yes.
You know, I remember back in the day, the late 60s, while we were trying to convince our parents that the rock and roll was not the devil speaking backwards or had anything to do with it, we lose Janis Joplin. We lose Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix in 69. I think Brian Jones died in 68 for the Rolling Stones. And then we lose Jim Morrison in 71. And the music that was highlighted just sort of solidified the thought that rock and roll was a little just noise. That's what my parents called it. Just noise. That's just noise.
A lot of people call it noise. Not me.
Well, you know, yeah, they couldn't argue with, you know, Hey Jude or Let It Be or some of the Birds, the Association, you know, the Rascals. Some of it was not so hard rock. And but then there's the other side. That was tragic. 69 to 71, that was slam. Those are four of the most biggest names in rock and roll. When we lose them, that just reminded us how quickly they can change. That can be taken from us. Did you, was that a little before your time, the Doors, or did you listen to them, Deb?
Well, the are still popular now, and like,
oh,
how many
yeah.
of yeah, and how many of those songs do you hear at clubs and stuff? So, yeah, it's you know.
Well, there are few songs and few groups that 50 years after we're gone, somebody's gonna plunk in some coin in a machine, and they're gonna punch in L.A. Woman or Riders on the Storm. Some of it is timeless. So that was the genius of Ray Manzarek and Krieger too.
The other side.
And Krieger too. Yeah, I watched a video of Ray Manzarek talking about how he and Robbie Krieger created Riders on the Storm. Started with Robbie just playing some chords quietly, and Ray picking it up. And I think we should play that song next, Deb. What do you think? Riders on the Storm. This is my favorite Door song.
I can do that. I have a quick question, though, Hatter. Have you ever seen the docudrama movie with Val Kilmer playing him?
Yes, I have. Val Kilmer, he won an Academy Award, didn't he?
He did a brilliant job with that movie.
Yeah. I rate that not as good as Boosie, that played Buddy Holly. That was phenomenal. That portrayal of Buddy Holly, Gary Busey did, was he was nominated, but I don't think he won. I think Val Kilmer did win in that category. Maybe they had a wider, more categories than, I don't know. What year was that? Did they do that drama? Was that the 80s? 90s?
91?
It was pretty good. It was
1991.
I wish they would have sort of concentrated more on the music than they did the life and times of Jim Morrison. He was a poet. He was a good poet. I guess our friend Gressman, he's got a book of poetry. I believe he does.
You can read some online as well. Some of it's pretty wild, man, but you go out there in the desert with that peyote and you write some wild poetry. So a nod to the fact that we are educating 67 countries on the topic of the Doors, and we are about to play one of Hatter's favorites.
This is Manzarek and Krieger at their best. How they created this. So enjoy.
Here we go.
Take Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. An actor out on loan. Riders on the storm.
Back up. But I already did that. Okay. I wanted to clarify something I said earlier. Brian Jones from the Rolling Stones also died in 1969. Now check this out. Brian Jones died July 3rd, 1969. September 18th of 69, Jimi Hendrix dies. October 4th, Janis Joplin dies the same year. In 1971, on the same day Brian Jones dies, July 3rd, Jim Morrison passes away. And they were all 27 years old.
Wow. Sad coincidences there.
You
so, Heather, listen, there's 17 minutes left, and we got a poem recording that Phil the Poet sent in for you.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And we also have a special request for the Roadhouse Blues from Wayne Gent. So,
Why'd you do the poet's link on the
board? Why don't you click on there?
Okay. I will head that way.
You'll have to do them again because an hour is not long enough for the Doors. You only get to do, because their songs are longer, so you only get to do a few, you know?
Yeah.
You'll have to
that's
do a
right.
part
you
two.
Know, I got the, got the taste of it, and that's, otherwise we'll do part one, part two. We'll probably do that. I like the hour better anyway. Rush it on through, get it done. Okay, I'm there.
Okay, well, here comes a poem by Phil the Poet.
This is a poem by Phil the Poet called Finally the End. Finally the end has come. The beat of a sultry drum. Cast off your golden crown. Your life flowing gown. In the end we become the same. Faceless faces. Nameless names. Has the end come too soon? Has the night sealed our doom? The end creeps like a slithering snake, dislocates jaw, drinks all he can take. End rides upon time's mighty steed, devouring the dreams that bleed. The lizard king finally met his end in some forgotten Parisian den, quoting poems over his catacomb. The end drinks the blood of the moon. The final chapter, the final scene, played out in a technicolored dream. Credits roll, the end has come. The last song has been sung. Final stanza, final poetic phrase, trying to sum up these end days. All I know that this is finally the end. My only true friend, the end. End poem.
My only true friend, the end. That's like the peace of dying. Yeah, he sent me a message hoping this would fit into tonight's subject, and it does.
Yeah, it's really well. I agree.
Yeah, if I was it'd been hindsight, but if you're going to be famous in the future. Avoid the year 27. When you're 27, go hide out for a year somewhere. Go take your crew somewhere or hide out in the mountains. Or maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's. And what do you think, Deb, of the poem?
Oh, I think he did a brilliant job with it, the details and stuff, every single stanza, and the tone of emotions from the original song. And the feel, but I also like the fact that he put in little things like the slithering snakes and the lizard king, all the little nods to Jim Morrison in the lines as well, and then to wrap it up at the end there, my only true friend, the end, which is, you know.
Yeah, so the song, The End. The song,
yeah,
The End.
But
he wrote this
with that.
Oh, it was inspired for the song "The End" from the Doors. Yeah, okay, 2 years
ago.
Yeah,
and that's a little tiny piece of lyric at the end there. So
he was just waiting for us.
He's also a multiple award winner. he's got silver, bronze, honorable mentions. It's an excellent job. And Hatter, with just a yes or no, answer the question on the chat wall.
Oh, okay, let me get over there.
And I guess I had a Jim Morrison poem, but I can't find it. And it's okay because I would much rather hear the... Did you just say yeah?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm using my headset. So if my voice is a little different, I'm using the headset. So it's...
No, it's not that kind of. No. Well, anyway, like I said, there's so much info on these guys that you couldn't possibly cover it, even if we did the whole 2 hours, which, you know, we can't tonight, but you still wouldn't be able to cover all the facts and stuff.
Yeah.
But,
and we'll leave those in the vault, those songs in the vault, and we could go out with Roadhouse Blue.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Make sure that...
I know that you said Wayne was liking that song.
I
had that one ready to go.
I want to thank Wayne.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, why don't you do the wrap-up and we'll go out with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to thanks Wayne for participating and requesting the Roadhouse Blues. We're going to end the show with that. And I must say, A.P. Taylor, don't you ever apologize for kicking my butt in fantasy football. That's just the way it goes, man. You know, I had some trouble with some injuries on my team. And you know what? The season's not over, my friend. It's one game at a time on any given Sunday. So, I want to thank everybody. Thank you, Phil, for posting your poem. That's sort of what we do. So we are poets. We did read one. I totally appreciated and enjoyed going down the Life and Times of the Doors. One of my favorite bands when I was little, very little. Well, not that little. But thank you, Deb. Thank you, Deb. It's always a privilege spending the night with you. I enjoy it. Thank you.
And
for everybody,
before we push play on the song, we got Tic Mac Poe coming up on Friday.
Ah, that's right. Be there. That's outside at 11 o'clock Eastern, I believe. Or does it early? He does it early, huh? We'll have to announce it later, tomorrow night or something. That's what AP Taylor's doing. Hello? You can push the button. So you were listening to a team of voices radio. It's a Wonderland production, part of allpoetry.com at Blog Talk Radio. I'm Jay Hatter. Thank you for listening. With Deborah Lee, filling dead air because I'm not in the studio.
When did that, Hatter, when did that stop talking? Because I didn't know the phone died. What did
what?
You hear me?
Say that again?
My
the last
phone
thing I heard
died,
you say. Oh, no, I heard you say you were you got to push the button. You were going to play the Roadhouse Blues.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, then that's
yeah.
what we'll do.
All right.
Love and respect. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
The Doors. Thanks, Deb.
Yikes!
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you, honey.
Good night. Bye-bye.